As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over a folk time for Comey. Tell me, got this on the table. When the old eruption, Gary, and part of it. Christ the 13th, wow, the 13th, we are in the two broadcasts come local business this morning. Working Monday, Friday, right, the Oracle Cat Network, seeing if I get all my talent up, brother, just very pristine. Okay, if you can't remember the time you could have happened, it's definitely a place, a time, I think. Internet talk, the name of the video today, podcast, sign in, name of the vocal and the broadcasting.com room that we have all done. If you phone and call it for the unlimited business or instant tax, you can call 129-404 and join before you can save on 1065. We become like other people send an email by sound around right. To me, it's a local org that's a vocal dot org. Well, busy afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, there'd be a real busy go around. For those who know, I brought another work, and just, a lot of information again, and it really, just if I faced, comes the internet better the general state away. I'm not going to too much today, certainly. But there are a lot out there in regards to a post was put on the porn boards and they've gotten all people interested. Doing a lot of research this myself since in the morning I haven't had to contact in the official and get verification so we go straight into this. But apparently, there is a lot of, still anxiety and, pain free, non-politics, the rules of removal, fraternity, in the West, for sure, around nation, for scholars, and I think some talk a bit about gold and, words that represent a lot of interesting things happen. Today, the integrated health system, the audio build shot on this, can get kind of made back for the, doing this, have the, clear. It has, all this and connect to the net. Okay, there we go. Got a bunch of stuff going on. Yeah, after late night, historical group, after about 1 o'clock, and fortunately we had others there selling the, chat, thinking of the, thing on, Bullhorn's web, and, didn't quite, I really don't know what to say about it. That they're going to be, there's going to actually happen, but there to the people that are involved is, because it does just, the combination needs to back on the ignore of the, some BS in this group, well, from their source. So much there that we've gone so many we can't be able to but time we'll be back.
At folks, Doug Owen here for TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, boy, that surely sounds better. Had some kind of technical difficulty getting started here. I hope the audio sounds good. Let me know in the chat room if it does. Once again, welcome back to the Friday the 13th, March 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. They're on the web. It's vocallocal.org. The OzarksVoter.info, and my name is William Roberts. Going back through a little bit of the material that I shared in the first segment, there was a lot of chatter on the internet yesterday about a modern militia movement bulletin that was put out by MIAC, Strategic Reports of Reportedly, supposedly, a Missouri Information Analysis Center. This is one of the, some people call it a fusion center. It looks to me as though it is a public-private partnership between the Missouri State Highway Patrol and other groups to, I think that it's really part of the National Incident Management System. I could be mistaken in that. Again, I don't know enough about all of this to say, but what I do have on it is that there's a lot of flurry and action going on in the quote-unquote Patriot movement, the Liberty movement, and there was a conference call and lots of other discussion, several hours worth of material last night on another broadcasting network. But we're going to follow this up. I'll go into the various details over the weekend. The documents that have been put forth are questionable, let's put it that way. When things just don't fit on the page right, and the kinds of material that are posted, I don't know. Doesn't look right to me. Didn't look right to lots of people in both chat rooms. Didn't look right to some of the hosts here, even on this network. So whether there's anything to this or not, I don't know from a technical standpoint. But from a people standpoint or from a social networking standpoint, this is making its rounds. And like I said in the first segment, if it works to the embarrassment or the discredit of Dr. Paul or Bob Barr or Chuck Baldwin or any of the various groups and organizations out there, it will indeed be a shame, and a shame indeed. You know, we had that goofy little Magnavox analog digital TV converter box thing that came down, I think probably from similar sources. You know, it's just a shame. With all that there is out there, with all of the things that are out there that are absolutely vitally important for us to do, it's just a shame that people would get engaged with stuff that may not be of any value whatsoever. So I don't want to go down that road here today. We're going to go back and cover the market news and get into our broadcast. I wound up spending too much time on this other material and didn't get very much off the internet for news, financial news. So we'll go back into some of the bookwork that ordinarily we would do on this broadcast. I like to think of this as the home of philosophical radicalism for the primary purpose that freedom is the real real deal here. Our freedom is the real McCoy. And a lot of this claptrap that goes circling around and gets all everybody's shorts in a bunch has very little to do with advancing freedom in the 21st century. It really has more to do with just bringing more hassle and hubbub into our lives when we already have more than we can handle. Going into those market reports again, Friday the 13th, I don't know, I'm not superstitious, but a lot of people are. We'll see what happens on March 13th, if there's anything big to discuss. But basically, in active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was up $7.20, trading at $934.30. Silver was up 19 cents, trading at $13.14. Platinum was up $4 at $1,055. Palladium was up $2 to $198. So we can see in the precious metals ending out the week on an upbeat or an uptick. That's good. That's good news. Maybe in next week it'll stay up again and the market manipulators will get out of it. But again, if you go onto the website, www.kitco.com, I have nothing to do with that website. They sell gold. I don't sell gold. But it's a good website. It has good charts, good daily updates, lots of information. And I start my day out there at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I hit it and see what's going down in the markets. But because they have the charts and I refresh about every 30 minutes, refresh my screen, you can watch the charts. And again, today we had a very strong spike upwards, early on, and it was a strong move, upwards. And this is indicative of, to me, of someone coming into the market and making major purchase or major sale. And because it's such a sharp upward tick, it doesn't look like a multitude of buyers. It just looks to me like one or two, or I don't know, maybe three, coming into the markets. And so if that's the case, and they're able to come in and make a substantial upward movement or a downward movement, a plunging or ascending chart line on the, you know, graph line on the chart, or line on the graph, depends on how you want to say it, I suppose. Nevertheless, but if it is possible to do that, then it is, to me, interesting. It would be interesting to find out just who the players were. And I don't know what the technical way of doing that is. Maybe some of you out there in the listening audience are longtime analysts or stockbrokers yourselves. Perhaps you could enlighten me as to how we can find out who's in the market buying at that particular time, if it's at all possible. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading around 7,170. The NASDAQ, 1,426 points. The USDX, the dollar index, up 12 points at 87.52. Crude oil was trading at 47.35, up 32 cents a barrel. The spread, the low to the high in the spot market as of 9 o'clock again, Eastern Standard Time, was a low of $918.60 to that high, $939.90. So it was quite a spike. There was a little $21 jump. And the market will close in, the spot market closes in 7 hours. Going into the foreign exchange rates again, been looking at this for a specific reason. You know, with, if there is any credo, and I think there is possibilities of that, we may already well be well involved in it, but is this idea of the North American community, building the North American Community Security Prosperity Partnership Agreement, we will have trading partners in that with Mexico, be trading partners with Canada and Mexico. And so I'm looking at and bringing out the foreign exchange rates, the dollar rates between Canada and Mexico, and of course then just bringing in the euro for reference and the British pound. So the Canadian dollar for today stands at 79 cents U.S. You can buy one Canadian dollar for 79 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 7 cents. 7 cents. So if you've got a single peso piece, you don't have much, a little more than a quarter, basically. The euro, right around $1.29. And the British pound, they made a move up today to $1.40. But all of these, when you follow it, and again, you can find this on Kitco's page as well, it's moving up and down on a regular regular basis, but they're very tiny, tiny, tiny moves. This is off of the Market Watch. Well, we'll pick up these two articles after this break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you.
And we have returned once again, and let's close out with these two articles here off of the different websites in regards to the monetary issues. We had a question in the chat room, is this a money show? No, this is not a money show. I start the broadcast off with the market reports because there is really is no market reports given on this network, and so I think it's important for us to get the day started thinking about what's happening in the economy and also provide some of the material that's out there right away, breaking news, so if you will, and what is happening on the economy, and then we go into other topics. And so let's go right back to this and close out our economic section of this broadcast. Gold rises for the third session as ETF holdings hit new record. Once again, we've been looking at this influence that is possible and maybe probable from the various exchange-traded funds. And we spent time talking about what an exchange-traded fund is. We've talked about foreign exchange. When we talk about baskets of currencies and baskets of commodities and those sorts of things, they're going to be driving whatever this new form of currency is or whatever the new economic order is that's getting rolled out on us and at us. And so I think it's important for us to understand that some of the discussions that we've had in the past about economic issues are going to have to be revised unless there's some sanity interjected into this mix and we don't go into a one-world central banking system, although, as I've shown on previous broadcasts, that from the time of the creation of the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, etc., we've basically had an international or a one-world monetary system. Of course, there are places in Asia and Africa and places like that that don't interact. Not all of the countries on the planet are involved in these systems, but they're going there rapidly. Again, gold rises for the third session, that's the third day, as these ETF holdings hit new records. And again, you'll notice over the last couple, two or three days, the price of gold has been coming back up again. It was driven right down to the 890s, and now it's moving back up into the mid-range, the 930s, the 940s, in that area. So here's the article. This is by Moming Zhu, very brief. Off of Market Watch. Gold rises for the third session as ETF holdings hit new record in New York. As of Market Watch, gold futures rose Friday for a third straight session, rising above $930 an ounce as data showed holdings in the largest gold exchange traded funds hit another record. Gold for April delivery gained $13.70 or 1.5% to 937.70, so that's a futures, gold futures, April delivery, gained 1370 or 1.5% to 937.70, an ounce in early North American electronic trading. Holdings in the SPDR gold shares, it's a gold fund, rose to 1,041.53 tons on Thursday, up 3.36 tons from a day ago, according to the latest data from the fund. Again, I must reiterate that when you talk about Ma and Pa America getting their pin money and their sock money and their egg money and buying silver coins or buying a gold coin, a Krugerrand or a British sovereign or something like that, you're talking about a whole different kettle of fish as compared to what may be happening in this SPDR gold ETFs. When they're out there buying 3.36 tons of gold in the middle of a week, it ought to be reflected in the price of gold on the market, and I think it has. There have been questions as to whether or not these funds, these exchange-traded funds, are actually getting physical gold, and it's a valid question. And if you go up and check out the SPDR's website, you'll see that they have a photo of the gold held in their custodian's vaults, I suppose, but, you know, a photograph and a dollar could get you a cup of coffee most places. Who knows whether that's true or not, but anyway, credible sources question whether or not they are actually holding gold. Here's another one. This one is out of Reuters, Friday, March 13th, 2009. World Mints report soaring demand for gold coins. We've been talking about this as well, as the mints are not producing gold in a proportion or in relation to the demand that's out there, which is driving up the premium on every ounce of gold purchased certainly in the United States, if not around the world. Here's the article, again, London, Reuters. Mints around the world say, now you'd need to fill that in. That's the old claptrap about experts say. They don't say which mints, and they don't say who they got the information from. But mints around the world say demand for gold coin has risen sharply as interest in the precious metals soars on the back of financial instability and concerns over the inflation outlook. You know, I've been trying to draw to your attention certain of these stock trade phrases. It's like let's say if I was did a daily report on horse racing or on the lean hog, the commodities market, talk about wheat futures or something like that. I would need to develop a pattern, a dialogue, if you will, a monologue that would go along with that kind of market. And so this is the kind of dialogue that we're reading in these kinds of articles, stock trade phraseology. Mints around the world say demand for gold coins has risen sharply as interest in the precious metals soars on the back of financial instability and concerns over the inflation outlook. Now we're going to name a couple of mints. The Royal Canadian Mint, now we're talking something you can track, which produces maple leaf bullion coins, said it quadrupled its production capacity late last year as demand for gold and silver bullion products leapt. Okay, so now we're going to we're establishing some level of credibility. We still haven't mentioned the person, but we will in a moment, so stay with us. Gold was one of the few commodities to rise last year as turmoil in the financial sector sharpened investors' appetites for assets seen as a safe store of value, such as bullion. We must remember that these big funds, like the SPDR and the central banks and others, are some of these quote-unquote investors whose appetites for assets seen as a safe store of value, such as bullion, come into the market. So it's not just you and me or mom and dad buying here as the investors. We're actually talking about some pretty large hands and deep pockets. Spot gold rallied to an 11-month high of $1,005.40 on February the 20th. Now this is the third number that I've got in my list, and this one is higher yet than the others. But I don't know where this comes from. They just keep raising the number up. On February 20th, as a slide in equity markets increased interest in the precious metals, demand for physical gold products such as coins and bars has been particularly strong, traders say. So here's your traders say, experts say, analysts say, scientists said, that kind of stuff. The United States Mint sales of its 1 ounce American Eagle gold bullion coins rocketed to 710,000 ounces in 2008 from 140,000 ounces a year ago. No matter whether these numbers are precisely accurate or not, you can see that there's a tremendous increase in demand and production. 710,000 ounces as compared with 140,000 ounces in 2007. Here's a quote. The demand for gold and silver has been unprecedented, close quote. A spokesman for the Mint, unnamed, told Reuters. The chairman of the French Mint, here's a name, Christophe Beaux, B-E-A-U-X, or Beaux, said sales roughly doubled last year in value terms and are expected to rise by another 50% this year. Now, if you say that the sales roughly doubled last year in value terms, you have got to take into account the rise in the cost of gold or the rise in the spot market price of gold and adjust your figures accordingly. And we'll be right back and pick this up on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Well, my name is Logan. One more time, I meet me. My daughter got me. I can't have it fun.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, now we're back again. We've got a retard in the chat room. Doesn't seem to be able to mind his own manners. Maybe he'd like to just find some other chat room to be involved in. Nevertheless, going back to our article here regarding the world mints and the demand that seems to be soaring far and outstripping the supply. And this is something that's rather unusual because, you know, when you've got a situation where you've got far more demand than you've got supply in any free market, you should see it reflected in the price. And we're not seeing it reflected in the price, which is one of the reasons why I started down this financial road in the first place back around December. You know, I've been watching this stuff for over 10 years. And it just doesn't seem that there's any logic to these markets whatsoever. And I guess if I'm looking for any kind of logic in modern economics, I've overstepped my bounds, I suppose, because there is no logic that applies to this stuff. It's so manipulated that it's a wonder that people are even investing in these various markets. Nevertheless, let's go into this article and see if we can find anything more interesting in it. In the 2009 catalog, the mint, again, this is the French mint, I believe, had produced, was almost entirely pre-sold, he said. A very poorly written sentence. The French mint produces 100 euro gold coins and plans to mint 10 ounce and 1 kilo coins this year. A 10 ounce and a 1 kilo coin. It'd be a pretty whopping coin, wouldn't it? Look like a dinner plate, a 10 ounce coin. Amazing. A kilo coin, 2.2 pounds? A 1 kilo coin? I don't know if this author is following things very carefully at all. In South Africa, the world's second largest gold producer, Natanya van Niekerk, the deputy general manager for numismatics at the South African Mint Company, said she had seen a big increase in demand for gold. Well, yeah, I'd say so. From the reports that we've given already over the past 30 days, as far as what's going on with the Krugerrands mints there, there's been more than just a big increase. I think we will, here's a quote, I think we will see the same trend in this and the next quarter, she said. Gold surely has been resilient in these times. Michael O'Kane, the head bullion trader at the New Zealand Mint, said many overseas buyers had come into the New Zealand market. We're seen as a safe haven market, he said. He said, buying had been strong since the collapse of U.S. investment bank Lehman Brothers in September, as investors moved money from banks into hard assets like gold. The mint was averaging a month's transactions in a day, he said, adding, he saw a demand coming or a demand continuing to rise. Rather difficult, poorly written article, but nevertheless, it gives us the idea that these world mints are looking at and reporting soaring demands for gold coins as people are trying to look all over the world to find some safe haven, so to speak. Now, those that listen to Oracle Broadcasting Network and the other networks on the, in the independent media understand that there's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to hide. Just about everything that you're going to find coming down in the United States of America is going to be coming down even in the most remote island community someplace. Largely because this is the downside impact of global economics and global governance schemes. And so we're going to be, you know, faced with more and more of this kind of news and this kind of reporting as it goes along. But following the same thread of this, what may be credible and which may be incredible or completely specious dialogue that we started the broadcast with, this unusual modern militia movement, MIAC strategic report, which apparently or reportedly was published on the 2nd of January, February the 20th of 09. And there is, by the way, today there is a big meeting. Today's the last day of, a three-day powwow going on up in Kansas City. They're talking all about, you know, this is this fusion center discussion. Well, there's a big conference going on. I went on the web this morning and looked at it, and unfortunately it has about a 90-page program, so I wasn't going to download and print out 90 pages to bring to the radio, and I didn't have the time to go there and sit there and read through all of it as it PDF gradually started to unwind on my dial-up computer, which I use in my office. Nevertheless, there is stuff happening all around the United States as we go into this fusion center concept. And they're targeting we the people. You know, we the people become the enemies of the state, apparently, in this process. Nevertheless, going back to a book here published by the Americanist Library, and I haven't, you know, got this down absolutely 100%, but Western Islands and the Americanist Library, I think, is an early John Birch publication system. I may be mistaken on that, and if I am, I apologize for my own ignorance. But I've got several of these Americanist Library books in my library, and they're very interesting to read, if nothing else. But this is The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot. And we turn to a chapter 10 here, where he talks about communications media. And I bring this out to share with you my understanding of the controlled nature, and I know that you know most of this as well, but for those of you that might be new, and we do get new listeners all the time, but for those of you who might be new or maybe you haven't heard any of this material before, I'll just simply share this with you because we're dealing with a corrupted media system. You know, you go back to Francois Guizot in his history, The Rise of Representative Government in Europe. He had three primary planks that had to be in place before you could have a legitimate representative system of government. And one of those three planks is publicity. And publicity is different from just advertising. publicity is different than just having the TV and those sorts of things available in newspapers and magazines and stuff. Publicity is a much different topic. I don't know. It's a different way. He had a different way of expressing it, and I'm not doing a very good job of it. But what it is this. If you have a piece of legislation coming down the pike, like if you've listened last night to Lee Rogers broadcast 9 until midnight, in about the 9 o'clock hour, he was talking about some mining legislation, which I took notes down, and I'm going to check out that link today, too. But he talked about mining legislation. Well, what Francois Guizot was talking about under publicity was that kind of legislation, before it would be acted upon, before it would be passed into law or policy or taken action upon or finance funded, funds appropriated, etc., publicity needed to act on that. In other words, originally in the colonies, if my understanding of research is correct, it was intended that all bills presented before Congress were to get three readings. And the same was often the case in the states, in the state legislatures, three readings. And you wouldn't read just the bill title, you would read the whole thing. Of course, naturally, bills like the stimulus plan and the Patriot Act of some 300 and some 60 some pages, and bills of that nature, these things that the Department of Homeland Security, pages and 1,000-page pieces of legislation with 10,000 unrelated things shoved inside of them, they would never pass because no one would ever take time to read them. And so that kind of legislation is completely out of the picture in a representative system of government that understands Guizot's principle of publicity. In addition, when some piece of legislation did get passed, then the sheriffs would take those pieces of proclamation and they would go and they would post them, the public notice. They would post them in the towns and the shires, etc., and the villages and the cities, sites. And so riding about on the horse, you'd carry along these things. And sometimes you'd just ride into the county square or something, the courthouse square, and you'd sit up on your horse and you'd read it. Hear ye, this is what the king said. That kind of a mental thread. And so there's a vast difference between publicity then, at the time of the foundation of this nation, and publicity today. This is, again, Chapter 10, Communications Media by the Invisible Government. We've got about, 40 seconds to the break, so I'll just hold off on this. But the other two planks of Guizot's system of representative government was a clear separation of powers, and you know that has been confused now. We don't have a clear separation of powers. And the third plank in a representative system of government is the ballot box. And if you take those out, folks, we're two. We don't have a representative system of government. I'll be back.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we have returned once again. Now let's get into this little communications media from Dan Smoot. In 9 chapters of this volume, I have managed to discuss only a few of the most powerful organizations interlocked with the Council on Foreign Relations. It gives you an idea where the previous 9 chapters are coming from. This book is pointed at the expose of the Council on Foreign Relations to form an amazing web, which is the invisible government of the United States. And there are scores of such organizations. Well, I'd have to question you right there, Dan. If there are scores of such organizations, then that doesn't constitute the invisible government. It's just part of what my research leads me to know as pluralism. P-L-U-R-A-L-I-S-M, pluralism. It's an ism, and if you go back and read the writings of Harold J. Lasky and some of the other people that we've talked about, you'll understand that it is a very clever way of destroying governments. 10,000 groups, and all have experts, and all experts say, as opposed to a neat and orderly, constitutionally limited, republican form of representative government. It is a corrosion on our system, but it's global, goes global, pluralism. It's all of the little groups, all of the little birds sitting up on the wire, feed me, squeak, squeak, flapping their wings in the morning sunshine. A real problem. But anyway, Mr. Smoot here has been exposing the Council on Foreign Relations. Continuing, I have managed to name, relatively, only a few of the influential individuals who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations or of affiliated agencies and who also occupy key jobs in the executive branch of government, including the presidency. And on all those points, I agree and concur with him 100%. I'm looking to see if that... No, I finished that book and I took it off my table, so I don't have it. But I have a John Birch Society book that goes through and indicates or lists all of the modern known members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the trilaterals, much greater in extent than what was covered here in this early and commendable work by Dan Smoot. Those of you who don't know who Dan Smoot is, he was a rather interesting man. He published the Dan Smoot Report. And this particular little booklet that I'm reading was copyrighted in 1962 by Dan Smoot. So again, and so often as I do on these broadcasts, I go back into the 50s, the 60s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, the 10s, and back into previous centuries to draw most of my material, because such is what was known then, still exists today. But as the Illuminati never like to be known by the same name or same organization twice, they morph and they change, and you never know sometimes. You never know who you're dealing with these days. There are so many clandestine groups, people hidden behind different names and different organizations, as we're starting to discover with the Council on National Policy and others. I have, going back here, I have asserted that the objective of the invisible government is to convert America into a socialist nation and then make it a unit in a one-world socialist system. And he's correct. This is the primary goal, according to my research, anyway. As a matter of fact, I'd have to throw out about two-thirds of my library if that hypothesis was ever found or proven to be inaccurate. The managers of the combine, very important word, combine, combinations, combines and combinations. It goes back to the writings of Henry St. Simon that I've introduced but have never really gone into in great detail here on this broadcast yet. We surely will. But this idea of combines and combinations, it was the beginning of a whole new thought process that was coming down the pike at the time of the founding of this nation. Remember, Henry St. Simon was at the Battle of Yorktown, the father of French socialism, as many think. But the managers of the combine, and of course here this the combine would be the Council on Foreign Relations, do not admit of this, of course. They are quote-unquote liberals who say that the old quote-unquote negative kind of government we used to have is inadequate for this century. The liberals' quote-unquote positive foreign policy is said to be necessary for world peace and for meeting America's responsibility in the world. Their quote-unquote positive domestic policies are said to be necessary for the continued improvement and progress of our quote-unquote free enterprise system. But the quote-unquote positive foreign policy for peace has dragged us into so many international commitments, many of which are in direct conflict with each other, such as our subsidizing national independence for former colonies of European powers, while we are also subsidizing the European powers trying to keep those colonies, parenthetically stated, that if we continue in our present direction, we will inevitably find ourselves in perpetual war for perpetual peace, or we will surrender our freedom and national independence and become an outvoted province in a socialist one-world system. Many of the things Mr. Smoot said in that paragraph has become basically enshrined in our current dialogue. Perpetual war for perpetual peace. An outvoted province in a socialist one-world system. The liberals, quote-unquote, positive domestic policies always bring the federal government into the role of subsidizing and controlling the economic activities of the people. And that is known, and that is the known highway to the total, tyrannical, socialist state. Now, I have to go back and simply say that in this little couple of paragraphs here, enclosed in quotation marks, he has used positive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 different times in association with the term liberal. But what is this positive that he's putting in? You see, they're looking at the negative and they're turning it around into the positive, but maybe Dan Smoot was not aware of what positivism is. If we don't understand what positivism is, then we're going to have a very, very difficult time understanding what is happening in the world today. It was August Comte's intention when he established the system of positive polity, positive politics, that is, and the system of positive philosophy, and his catechism for the positive religion, it was Auguste Comte's intention that the positive stage of humanity would be run, a world system run, by an appointed dictator. The appointed dictator would be appointed by the captains of finance and industry, and the appointed dictator would be supported by a cadre of super social scientists in all of the things that they did. And if you look at the modern Republican and Democratic parties in the U.S., you'll see that they are cadre-style parties, and we've talked about that, and we'll go back to studying political parties. Maybe we'll pick that up again as a thread for next week's studies. But the cadre party is a professional group whose sole interest is winning power, and this they present a controlled opposition, a party left and a party right, so you have these Dan Smoot liberals in the Council on Foreign Relations, and then of course you would have the CFR conservatives opposing them in this Hegelian thesis, antithesis, synthesis move, where we're always moving further and further into Auguste Comte's idea of a one world government run by an appointed dictator. And haven't they appointed their dictator this time? Not even a natural-born citizen, just completely in violation of our Constitution. Bury the usurper, bury in the boys, I guess. So we can see that we're developing this kind of a system, but if you look at the mirror image in the United Nations, you've got the same kind of a drill going, where you have the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, and then all of this cadre, all of these organs and bodies, that goes back to Henri Bichat, a person that Auguste Comte looked up to, a physiologist. Hey, we'll pick it up on the other side. Got a break. Come and stay there.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Always remember those strong voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And a very good afternoon, folks. Actually, it's still morning, isn't it? It really is. It's only 10 o'clock here in Missouri. My, I've been up for hours. Welcome back to the Friday, March the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour. That hour just went right by us. Anyway, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news for the same guy in the chat room. There's always time to improve your intellect, my friend. Just read a little bit, and you might. In fact, we have a troll in our chat room today. You can certainly call in. Our numbers remain 512-904-8014, and toll free it's 866-841-1065. You would like to flex your intellectual muscles? Try me on, puppy. Nevertheless. Let's go back into this little article here I'm reading right out of not off the internet, as the same guy seems to think. This is from a little book that was published back in the 1960s by Dan Smoot, The Invisible Government. Very interesting. But he's going into the Council on Foreign Relations, and I was drawing the distinction between the Council on Foreign Relations and the vision of the world governmental system that was established by August Comte and the positivists. Before I go back to this little book, I'm going to continue on the thread that was interrupted by the break, in case you missed it. But positivism is quite the thing. And once you have gone in, as I have, and read the writings of August Comte, I mean, there's lots to it. These various systems are many, 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 many pages translated out of the original French into English, either by Harriet Martineau, who was his authorized translator, or William Congreve, an Englishman. And if you don't know who Harriet Martineau is, she's a study in herself. You can go back in and take a look at her in your encyclopedias or up on Wikipedia or wherever you can track out names. Martineau, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-A-U, Harriet Martineau. A very interesting radical in her own right. But nevertheless, if we can understand rightly the impact, the downside impact from the 1850s all the way up to today of the writings of August Comte and the creation of sociology, for goodness sakes. All right, sociology is at the warp and woof of most of the social fabric today. You know, there's so many, it doesn't make really any difference where you go in local government, in town government, in city government, in state government. You're going to find people who have been influenced by the writings of August Comte and the establishment of a new queen of sciences, sociology. As opposed to going back and referring to the philosophers, instead we make a super social science out of the study of people. We put human beings in the petri dish, and then we move them into this positive stage of human existence, which is where we find ourselves today. And this is what I got out of reading those two simple paragraphs here in Dan Smoot's book. But he continues and says, the Council on Foreign Relations is rapidly achieving its purpose. And what was that purpose again? The highway to total tyrannical socialist state. So the Council on Foreign Relations, again, this is written some 46 years ago. The Council on Foreign Relations is or was rapidly achieving its purpose. And an obvious reason for its success, it is reaching the American public with its clever propaganda. All right, so I started out with this piece that was released on the Bullhorn Boys website, which may or may not be credible. Much more studying on that. But we'll continue and we'll look into some of this propaganda that's floating around out there. Stay with us. We'll be right back. ¶¶
of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and I think we have our troll on the line here. Let's see if I can bring him up. Let's see. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Is this?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there. This is Harwinton from Connecticut?
Same guy.
Same guy. Okay, great. What's your name?
Harwinton. My name is Lee.
Lee, okay, Lee. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. You're my first caller today. What is your complaint with our broadcast?
I have no complaint with the broadcast. I don't like being called a retard over the air. Why is there so much hostility in the chat room? That's like called to find out, really.
I think it has a lot to do with pushing as opposed to pulling.
Pushing.
Yes, when you came into the
Let me tell you.
Excuse me.
I've been listening to this network quite a bit, you know. I listen to this network a lot.
Excuse me.
You know, I like the Freeman Show.
Excuse me.
And I like some of the other. I actually like Fordyce.
Okay, excuse me. This is my broadcast, not yours, friend. no, when you came into the chat room, you started out basically pushing the others in there and I don't know. I just didn't like the language you were using, lots of vulgarity and whatnot. So if you have something intelligent to say, I'll bring you back up now, and then please do say it. Make your point. Okay.
You show up.
There you go. You're back on air.
Okay, there's a lot of different. Oh, did you cut me off while I was talking?
Yeah, you're live now. Yes.
Are we on now?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, there's a few shows on this network that are good, but I was just commenting in the chat room that a lot more of the shows I'm noticing, the newer shows, seem to be like a lot of bullcrap. There's somebody that's looking for some place, somebody gets kicked off of one network, you know, moves on to whatever they can get on the internet to stay on air or to get tape or something, and then jump ship as soon as they can get on to another network.
Have you ever
you don't listen to the network.
Excuse me.
You listen to the other shows on the network.
Excuse me. It's my turn now. Have you ever listened to this broadcast before?
Do you listen to the other shows on the network?
Yes, I have.
If you're talking about like financial news and things that, you know, if you listen to the other shows on the network, you realize that the whole financial system is basically, you know, a huge illusion, just up there to kind of keep you in line and keep you going to work and keep you watching TV, right?
It has that capacity. It certainly does.
So you're saying, like, the price of gold is relevant and, like, you know, these kind of things, the financial news. I think you're just putting that in there for content or something. Like you're trying to get tape so you can get a job on a real network for money later on. Is that what you're doing?
No, not at all.
Seems like. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? Calling people that come into the chat room and have criticism or retard on the air just doesn't seem gutless. Seems like, you know. I mean, I'm nobody. I'm just some guy sitting home, you know, mind my own business, listening to the computer, you know. I don't have a lot to do today. And, you know, I go in the chat room to see what other people are talking about. I start commenting on what I think of as, you know, the larger state, the larger, the way the network is going. And you call me a retard. And a bunch of other people chimed in with their 2 cents worth tips. A bunch of gutless jerks, you know.
Well, see, excuse me, now it's my turn or I'll put you on mute, okay?
Just become a vocal local.
Okay, that's a mute. So now it's my turn, all right? This is my broadcast. You're the caller. When I'm talking, you remain quiet. I let you talk. So, anyway, long story and short of it is that, and I'm not going to bring him back up on the air. That's going to be the end of that. But the idea here is that, when this caller from Connecticut came onto the line, basically he came out with expletives from day one. And, the other people that were in the chat room responded to that, and I responded it as well. Because basically, he was saying nothing. And yes, it is true that finances are extremely manipulative. Let's put it this way, and I think I mentioned this yesterday. Alfred Adisk has said it very well. Debts that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. When we went in and talked about Bernie Madoff, and boy, has there been a lot of ink shed on Bernie Madoff. He basically, in my opinion, loosely, was incarcerated for impersonating the Federal Reserve. He was doing something very similar to what the Federal Reserve has been doing since its inception. If the dollars are of no value, really, other than what you can exchange, whether it be like puka shells or seashells or sand or whatever you wanted to have as a medium of exchange, if they're not backed by anything, if they have no real value, then he was really guilty of doing nothing. He was just taking nothing from somebody, investing it in nothing which he couldn't invest because the securities are backed by denominated in dollars too. It's all just a Ponzi scheme. You can't call him the greatest Ponzi schemer of all Ponzi schemers inside of a Ponzi scheme. He was just doing what he saw everyone else doing. It may have taken something away from someone, but all they were taking away were these digital FRNs. And so there's a lot to that. But no, the reason why we go into the market reports on a daily basis is because these things are shaping the dialogue that is moving us into a global central banking system, which I think has value. And the fluctuations in the market are not following any free market logic, as I started out this morning, had he been listening carefully. And so that lets us know that not only is this a rigged market or a manipulated market, but there are key things happening in the market. There are key indicators in the market that are helping to drive the propaganda. And if he had been listening, which I don't think he was listening, I think he was basically just typing and rapidly, the line that I have been following here for the last 15 minutes of the previous hour and the first 15 minutes since this phone call in the first hour is this report by Dan Smoot, the Invisible Government, on the Council on Foreign Relations, where now I'm going to return to the topic, having given the courtesy to our same guy. Anyway, I didn't see anything particularly intellectual in his response, but I'm glad he's listening to Oracle, and if he continues to listen to Oracle, he will continue to learn, and that's good. But going back here again, we see that the Council on Foreign Relations is rapidly achieving its purpose, and the obvious reason for its success, as according to Dan Smoot, and I agree with him on this point, it's reaching the American public with its clever propaganda. Now, if you recall yesterday when I read out of Milton and Rose Friedman's The Free to Choose, we saw that during the roll-up of the Great Depression, the same group, the same cast of characters, the same New York banking institutions were going through the same bank failure costume, if you will. And as we showed, the Bank of the United States Bank was not anywhere near insolvent. It was able to repay 92% of all of its debt. So there's a smoke screen, and I agree with the caller on that. It is a bunch of nonsense, but we follow the nonsense just so that we can understand the propaganda. We'll be back. Stay with us.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.cctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.cctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
And we have returned once again. So again, the Council on Foreign Relations is rapidly achieving its purpose. An obvious reason for its success, it is reaching the American public with its clever propaganda. And throughout my life, I certainly have seen plenty of that propaganda, though, as I've told this audience and others many times, I don't watch TV, never had a television, wouldn't bring them home if they're giving them away free at Walmart. I also don't subscribe to the news magazines and things like that. So most of the information that intrigues me is the information that I glean out of the many books in my library and all of the various encyclopedias, etc., that I've studied out of. There's a tremendous amount of information that's available outside of the controlled media that's right at your fingertips. And now with the Internet, we have the opportunity to go far further. I mean, there are books that are not even in print that you can get downloads of on the Internet. So it's a valuable resource. But at the same time, it's also, as they say, a social networking tool. And this is where the broadcast began, was with this flurry of information over what may turn out to be a spurious publication by somebody posing as a government spokesman. And we'll see. We'll find out. I'll look into that and get back to you. But here, let's go back in. It says, however much power the CFR combine, and again, a combine is like a corporation, a cartel, a combine, which was spoken of originally by Claude Henri Duverois Saint-Simon. He pointed fingers at that, and it was this idea of the combines that then made the coal cartels, the oil cartels, etc., all around the world. And the CFR has a combine because the members have traditionally been successful business people, influential members of the academia, politicians, etc. And so they have a kind of a combine going on, and their combine is inside the agencies of government. And then continuing from this book, it says, however extensive the reach of the propaganda through organizations designed to educate the public to acceptance of CFR ideas, and I'll just stop right there, and say that it is far more than just influencing the public, the general public, the GDP, the generally dumb public, is far more than just educating the public. It's actually educating the public, the real public, the public-private partnership. We are the private sector. Government and those tax-supported agencies, they are the public. And so when we talk about educating the public, we've got to have, in public education, we've got to have our mind turned on to understand the corrosive nature of the paid, trained facilitator. The experts say, analysts said, science community reports, etc. Because these are the people then that people involved in government take to heart. They follow the plans. They believe in value-added agriculture. They believe in best farming practices. They believe in the National Animal Identification System and the efficacy of the RFID chip and the Real ID and those sorts of directions, because they are told by experts, people with master's degrees. They learn they learn about zero interest rate financing from the Islamic financial community, and we reported on that when Geithner spoke at one of the conferences there. I think it was at Princeton, if my memory serves me, on that article, which we've talked about. So continuing here, he goes in and he says, the CFR needs to reach the mass audiences of Americans who do not belong to or attend the meetings of or read materials distributed by the propaganda organizations. Hello. Do you know the University Extension Council? This is one of the reasons why that was originally set up through the land-grant colleges, was to get this information out to the people. If you don't know what best practices are, if you don't know what sustainable development is, if you don't even know what the word sustain is or is about, then you're not going to be able to implement it on the local level, would you? No, you're not. So they have a very extensive system of propagating their propaganda or their propaganda throughout the populations. The Council on Foreign Relations leaders are aware of this need, and they have met it. You can go on and on with that particular direction, but that just brings up another book in the library, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence by Renee Wurmser. If you've ever read that book, also published in about the same time period. I don't have it on my radio table today, but we can drag it out and read from it from time to time as well. We can understand that not only is the Council on Foreign Relations the think tank or the central group for all of this, but then through the power of this combination, the corporation, the corporate tax structure, which allows people like Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, to establish their foundation and build their big building in Seattle, which I believe they're building now. It allows them to do a tax deferral, if you will, by paying a lot of, putting a lot of their wealth, if you will, diverting their wealth into various and sundry programs and projects to be implemented on us and at us. Going back quickly to the comment that I made earlier in regards to these three different planks of necessary planks of representative government. If a representative government is indeed and in fact the kind of a government that we have, and that is the kind of government that was given to us in the Constitution, a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, going back to this book, The History of the Origins of Representative Government in Europe, written by Francois Guizot, published by the Liberty Fund Book Company. This was, Guizot lived from 1787 to 1874, and this one was published originally, if I can find it quickly. Let's see if it, when it was published originally. Don't see it here in the credits. This was a 2000, this is a 2002 book. Doesn't show when it was originally published by Guizot. Probably have to read the foreword or the intros, but again, he lived from 1787 to 1874, so it's probably sometime close to the 1850s. Let's see if I can see it here. Don't see it right off the bat. We'll skip that. Nevertheless, that's the book I'm reading from. He talks about the three basic principles of government in this representative system. It is moreover how it is, moreover, the character of that system, which nowhere admits of the legitimacy of absolute power. I mean, this is one of the reasons why representative systems of government were springing up all around the Western world, was because they were moving away from absolute power. And a representative system of government, again, nowhere admits the legitimacy of absolute power to compel the whole body of citizens incessantly and on every occasion to seek after reason, justice, and truth, which should ever regulate actual power. The representative system does this, he says. One, by discussion, which compels existing powers to seek after truth in common. Two, by publicity, which places these powers, when occupied in this search, under the eyes of the citizens. And three, by the liberty of the press, which stimulates the citizens themselves to seek after truth and to tell it to power. Have you ever heard the phrase, speaking truth to power? Well, this is where it comes from the pen of Francois Guizot, French, 1850s approximately, to seek after truth and tell it to power. Finally, he goes on, the necessary consequence of the truth theory of sovereignty is that all actual power is responsible. Lot to that sentence. If, in fact, no actual power possesses sovereignty as a right, they are all obliged to prove that they have sought after truth and have taken it for their rule. Now, I'm about to tell you, we're 227 pages into a very big book here, and these words are based upon the previous words. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side, Taylor.
America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Yes, indeed. And in fact, the publishing date, I was right on the money. Actually, I was 1 year off. This book was published in 1851. This was the year he sent the history of the origin of representative government in Europe to the press. And it contained the lectures on representative government that he had given in the early 1820s. So this work was developing about, 45, 50 years after our founding, if you will. But it's interesting here because Francois Guizot's father was sentenced to death by guillotine during the Reign of Terror, 1793 to 1794. He had a dog in this hunt, you might say, and had a reason to try and figure out a better system of government than what he was seeing around him. Continuing again here and again, I'm on page 226, 227 of a book that runs close to 450 pages. So he's already laid out a whole bunch, but now we're getting down to the three principles of representative government. So finally, continuing from the book, the necessary consequence of the true theory of sovereignty is that all actual power is responsible. And as I've shared in the past, the sole purpose of the Republican and the Democratic, the established two-party political system and the political party systems around the world, is to gain proximity to and then control of the power of governments. Very important. And for no other reason. It's not a social club. If, in fact, no actual power possesses sovereignty as a right, they're all obliged to prove that they have sought after the truth and have taken it for their rule, and they must legitimize their title by their acts under the penalty of being taxed with illegitimacy. So when we view these various governments that have been risen up around us, the only power that they possess as a right is that they have sought after truth. And if they're not seeking after truth, then they should be exposed for illegitimacy. And that's what the hosts, I believe, on Oracle Broadcasting Network do. The responsibility of power is, in fact, inherent in the representative system. It is the only system which makes it one of its fundamental conditions. After having recognized the principle of representative government, so we've got 225 pages to get here, now we're here. After recognizing the principle of representative government, we investigated its external characteristics, that is to say, the forms which necessarily accompany the principle and by which alone it can manifest its existence. And these forms we reduced to three, and here they are: the division of powers, election, and publicity. And then he goes on and talks about each of these and breaks them down. Here's number one. All sole power, in fact, soon becomes absolute in right. All sole power, in fact, soon becomes absolute in right. And can we see that happening today through the presidential decision directives, the executive orders, etc., that all sole power, when it's power is congregated in one and there is no true division of powers, or as our founders stated, it's separation of powers, the separation of powers doctrine, the three branches. He then continues and says, it is therefore necessary that all power in fact should be conscious of dependence. In other words, we have the three different branches and they're dependent upon each other and they should form checks and balances. Here's another little continuation, quote, all unity, says Pascal, that would be Blaise Pascal, the father of probability, the man who invented the barometer and did many other interesting and wonderful things, a mathematician, a logician. All unity, says Pascal, quote, that is not multitude is tyranny, close quote. Our founders knew that. We know this. Hence results the necessity for two houses of parliament. If there be only one, the executive power either suppresses it or falls into so subalternate condition that there would soon remain only the absolute power of the single house of parliament. If you'll recall, originally, it was our state houses that sent our senators, our U.S. senators, to power, and it was we the people that are represented the representatives, we elected the representatives, those members of the House of Representatives. Let's go on a little bit further, too. Unless election occurred frequently to place power in new hands, that power which derived its right from itself would soon become absolute in this right, and this is the tendency of all aristocracies. And so when we look at the kind of government we have, how many times have we talked about aristocrats or elites or oligarchies, etc. It's this concentration of absolute power in few hands, which is the real problem here. And it certainly has been the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations to make sure that the power is concentrated in only those hands that they choose. And here's the third consideration. Again, we're talking right out of Francois Guizot, 1850. Publicity, which connects power with society. That's what publicity does. It connects the power with society, is the best guarantee against the usurpation of sovereignty as a right by the actual power. And so what we're trying to achieve in the independent media, all chatter aside, is to connect power with society through publicity. Speaking truth to power, if you will. Why? Because this is the best guarantee against its usurpation of sovereignty as a right by the actual power. As long as governments are allowed to operate in impunity and in obscurity from behind the curtain, they have consistently gone bad. It's almost a natural thing. And understanding human nature is part of what Thomas Jefferson said when he said that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness, according to Francis Hutcheson, an early writer, another one of these dusty, musty tomes that I read, his whole deal there with the happiness principle was reinforcing and examining, evaluating virtue, morality, etc. Beneficence is the bottom line for Francis Hutcheson. Beneficence as being that pursuit of happiness, that highest and best use of our time and our effort together. So John Locke had the life, liberty, and property. Francis Hutcheson advanced the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, through Benjamin Franklin, was aware of that principle, and it found its way to our Declaration of Independence. So it just keeps coming, kind of circling back again. All of this material round and around and around, certainly in my mind. I think it's worthy of discussion, unlike the fellow in the chat room who would rather just poo-poo it all and throw it aside and throw away economy, throw away financial discussion, throw away any meaningful discussion of the various forms of government, not looking for any solution in the future, just simply to throw everything away. But once again, a long time ago, there was a man named Auguste Comte, 1850s, right back in the same time period. And he viewed that kind of a mindset as being the mere destructives. And there were plenty of those at the time when the guillotine was dropping on Francis Guizot's father's head, separating his head from his shoulders, the guillotine. There were a lot of mere destructives. There were lots of people who wanted to just burn the Bastille, who had every idea to just burn things to pieces. And the French went all around in that. The blood flowed as high as the horse's proverbial bridle in France. They didn't quite have the system down the way we had it over here, but of course they had a much more difficult row to hoe. They had the thoroughly entrenched Catholic Church involved in all of that, with the influence of the Jesuits. We can go into that as a detail on itself, or just go in and study the French Revolution just a little bit to find out what happens when you do just simply destroy. It's so easy to throw a heavy chain, a logging chain, around an outhouse and just jerk it down, hook it onto the back of the pickup truck or the tractor and just pull it down. Destroying is relatively simple. Blowing something up is relatively simple if you can figure out where to get the bomb. That's relatively simple. What is extremely difficult to do is to have a replacement set in hand and to come up with a better plan. And we hear lots of people out there, you know, with the bullhorn, shaking their fists, that angry communist salute. Lots of people saying, tear it down, tear it down, tear it down. But where are the answers? Where is the solutions? What is the replacement set? Who's going to step into the gap? Who can honestly believe that a globe with so many people, billions of people on it, are going to just all of a sudden become self-governing? Nonsense. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, and we are back once again for the last segment of today's broadcast. Boy, this one's gone a lot faster than I thought it was going to. Nevertheless, I will just make another plug for Hemp USA. I don't know if you've tried it yet, folks, but the hemp powder goes pretty good in your coffee, and it does taste pretty good, and it does clean out your coffee pot, and maybe if it's cleaning out my coffee pot, it's cleaning out my system, too. We'll see. Just another one of the many uses for the hemp powder. Back to our Francois Guizot here, trying to make sense out of what's happening today, trying to figure out where do we go from here. You know, it's so easy to be a pee and moaner. It's so easy to get into this game of symptomology and victimology and wringing our handkerchiefs and woe is me and all is lost. But it is so difficult to chart a new course. Has anybody here climbed a mountain at any time in your life? Have you ever gone on a wilderness exploration, a backpacking excursion, a horsepacking trip? You kind of have to have a map and a compass and an idea of where you're going and what you're going to need. Packing that pack is not an easy task. Trying to figure out what to take and what to leave home. And that's kind of what I see us doing right now at this time period, at this important juncture where we are actually on the cusp. You know, this is not just play acting. This isn't a game. We're up against the wire here for time, and we're outmanned, we're outgunned, we're outthought. I mean, this stuff's been think tanked through, war games through, thousands of times, even on the supercomputers, the big cray running out there. They've figured out whether we're going to fart, or whether we're going to cry, or whether we're going to laugh, or when we're going to run, when we're going to sit, when we're going to stop, when we're going to hide, and it's going to be up to our intellectual power to find out routes that they haven't figured out yet and then get there first. And I hope you can understand the imperative nature of all of this. This is one of those things, as Mike Chambers says, failure's not an option. If we fail in this, we will surely have global governance. And then where will be redress of grievance? Where will be the We the People Foundation and all the petitions, etc.? So let's go back in and get a little bit more sense here from the history of the origins of representative government in Europe, published by Francois Guizot in 1851. After a lengthy series of lectures on the topic starting in the 1820s, kind of a summary here of what we've just stated. Representative government can neither be established nor developed without assuming sooner or later these three characteristics. They are a natural consequent of its principles, but they do not necessarily coexist, and representative government may exist without their union. So there are variations on the theme. Is the variation that we were given by our founders the best variation on this theme of representative government? Was there something lost when the first political parties were created? I think so. Perhaps in time you'll agree with me that one of the real problems, the real disease that we're facing is the established two-party political system, enshrined, if you will, in statutory law, standing committees, corporations, legal fictions in their own right. And they act as mediaries or go-betweens between we the people and our various governments. And it is from this panoply presented by the established two-party political system that all candidate choices have been made, that we can choose those representatives. And yet, it's not an absolutely lockout situation. At the very bottom level of this whole system is the county committee man and the county committee woman of each of the two parties, or you could say various parties. But as we've spoken before, we don't have the time to play around creating something new, I don't believe. I think what we're going to need to do is to take over these two parties. And I know that the politicos don't like that idea, and they're responding to that. If you've been following all of the, I get all of the emails from the Republican Party because I signed up for the Republican Party in support of Dr. Paul's candidacy. Actually, I've pretty much been a Republican most all of my life as far as voting is concerned. Nevertheless, I get a lot of their emails, and they basically are taking whole cloth, all of the ideas and all of the lines and all of the tags. You know, it's amazing to me. I mean, they have got to have more web bots than our chat room does. They've got more people out there scouring the ground, pulling up ideas than you can imagine. They have almost seemingly unlimited money to put it into place. The other day, Glenn Beck, he has a now meetup group, has got some 20,000 members in it or something like that. Don't know, didn't go there and check it out, most likely won't. But they're basically copying or using or perhaps we pioneered this. Perhaps we were brought into a dialectic so that we would use our collective intellect and create systems to use the internet for political purposes. And we were just basically being their think tank, extemporaneously and spontaneously generated, the grassroots movement. From the grassroots to the brass roots. Well, the brass roots have responded. And now the established two-party political system are using this information in one case, in one way, to provide a home port to morph the dissatisfied Republicans and Democrats back into these folds. And I think we need to be extremely aware of that because there are a lot of people, easily led people, who will just as soon as the Republican Party present a 9-point plan or some other plan for a new revised Republican Party 2.0 platform, that they will just all of a sudden all of the dissatisfied people will just flock back into the parties again. And I think that would be a horrible mistake and a real setback. But that's my opinion. I guess that's why I do talk radio, so that I have an opportunity and a platform to get my opinions out. And you can take them with a grain of salt. Verify them in your own research. But I always do try and present the credible resource materials that you can instantly go and verify. And I generally don't bring out the anonymous expert said, analysts say, an anonymous police officer stated, an unverified report said. You know, generally I bring out the news and then I give you my sources so at least you can check me out. And I appreciate it when somebody can point out where I am actually wrong. Then I get to learn something too. They say that the teacher learns twice. And I get to learn twice from time to time, and I appreciate it. But anyway, we've got a lot to think about. but just tearing things down and denying, you know, the obvious. The obvious. I understand that when we say government, you know, has always done blah, 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 that there's validity to that statement. But again, how do we define government? And what's the difference between statism and government? As every household has a government, so does every community. And it's a natural law outgrowth of men and women who are working together to get together and to live together in proximity one with another. We call it society. But even that word is fraught with double meanings. So there's things that we need to do. There are useful applications of our time and our research and our experience. But we're going to need to have an answer, because we will either be that system or we'll be ruled by a system of someone else's choosing. And I believe that right now, in the next 18 months until the elections in 2010 and the time between now and the elections coming up in 2012, we have time to make a difference right where we are. And I'm focusing right at the local level, because this is the point of interface between global initiatives and local action. This is the interface, the implementation. This is the place where public buy-in is necessary for the system to work. If people will not take the money, if they turn their back on international, federal, and state grants and aid, if they turn their back on foundation influence grants and aid, if you stop taking the money and you stop taking their propaganda at face value and you question power, you speak truth to power, the system starts to crumble. The way that it's set up right now, the politicians are so hell-bent to keep their offices and to move up in the system that, like prostitutes, they just lie down. And the pimps are the parties, and the Johns are the lobbyists, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral, and all of the rest of them. And the sooner we can grasp that, the sooner we'll be on the road to success. Have a wonderful weekend. I enjoyed today's broadcast. I hope you've learned something, and I'll see you back here again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Wee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisers. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike any others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.